Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And we have once again here in the studio one of our favorite guests on Good to Grow, John White, curator of the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens on the UTEP campus. Welcome back, John.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, there's a landscape conference that's going to be coming up, and it happens every year here in El Paso. It's the Sun Country Landscape Conference. We've talked about it before on the show in past years, and this year it's going to be a little bit different in case maybe people had heard of or attended the previous conferences. But before we get into that slight difference, let's get into what the Sun Country Landscape Conference is.
Okay, the Sun Country Landscape Conference is a it started out as a tree conference, and then we kind of opened it up a little bit to landscape, and we've kind of also spread out a little bit to planners and architects and stuff like that too. So we're, you know, main focus is still kind of the urban forest here in El Paso, and a lot of people go, "What forest? I don't see any trees. I don't see any trees." But we're talking about, you know, if you we're up in a satellite and we're looking back at El Paso, you would see a green streak through the, you know, the area, and you'd find the river easily, and then the green going away from the river is, you know, houses and trees and stuff like that. So we do have a urban forest here, and we want to try and build that urban forest because of our heat island effect. You know, if you look at temperatures between Las Cruces and El Paso, you know, Las Cruces stays a lot cooler at night, and El Paso continues to hold heat, and a lot of that's all the asphalt and concrete and everything. So we need more trees. So the urban forestry's goal is to get more trees planted in El Paso. And so our conference kind of works around that. This year we've made some changes where we've expanded it out a little bit. And so we have the conference itself, but prior to it, the day before, we're going to do a Spanish-speaking landscape tree maintenance workshop for those people that prefer the Spanish language or only speak Spanish. This is a class that we have a couple certified arborists that are going to be teaching it, that will teach some of the new techniques and principles and kind of break some of the myths and show them the proper ways of how to prune, plant, take care of trees.
And I think that's great because that particular class is for tree and landscape workers. And I know a lot of people who have yard work done, they're done by mostly Spanish-speaking workers. And they're usually the ones who go and they top your trees and they, you know, they shave down your shrubbery, your native shrubbery, into pretty little pom-poms that probably aren't supposed to, or they prune up your sotolds into pineapples, you know.
Right.
They probably aren't familiar with, you know, how the native plant situation works. They just know that they have to go in and prune, and they walk away with the check given to them by the homeowner. But again, it's always a good thing just to expand upon, to learn and to educate yourself. So maybe if somebody listening here does have, you know, somebody helping them out on their landscape who's a Spanish speaker, you may want to encourage them to attend this particular day of learning.
And it's a really great demonstration because we're going to hold this at the El Paso Garden Center. So we'll be actually be in the classroom for part of the day and then go out and look at some trees on there. And these are the guys that are in the field day in and day out and really driving home that sound education to them in a language where they feel comfortable and interacting with is, I think, a real important thing that this the West Texas Urban Forestry Council is looking for, is, you know, looking at the community really as a whole and get them to be engaged, because if they're not, then they're just going to go in, do what they have to do, and get out of the field. So that's where we're having that trouble for. So this is what we're trying to meet.
And I like the fact that there's going to be, you know, demonstrations going on. It's not just the workers who are sitting in a classroom situation taking notes. They're actually going out and seeing how things are done in a real situation.
Right. And, you know, we have it priced where, you know, there is a registration fee, but it's fairly economical. So, you know, if somebody wants to fund their local gardener to come.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
It's not that expensive. And, you know, education is a big thing. So we do want to educate them in some of the new proper techniques that are out there and kind of break up some of those myths where you're topping trees and making pom-poms and
yeah.
different
my dad,
shapes out of plants.
My dad, once upon a time, used to top trees because he had always heard that if you top a tree, it'll grow faster, which almost seems you don't imagine that topping a tree and taking off all its branches would actually make it grow longer. But in a way, it kind of does, right? But you get this long, spindly growth coming out of the tree.
Right. You get a reaction from the tree where you get a lot of fast sucker growth, so mm-hmm. to speak. But what the tree's doing is depleting its stored energy reserve, trying to put that new growth on. And the limbs you whacked off were storage organs. Mm-hmm. So there was stored mm-hmm. food in those limbs you cut off. So you're basically depleting the tree of its stored food reserves. And over time, the tree finally gives it up. Either insects, borers come in, take it out, or disease, or it just up and dies one year.
Before we move on to the next class that's taking place as part of this conference, this particular session we're talking about is taking place on November the 19th, and it's encouraged that you register before October 30th because you're actually going to get a reduction in that program fee. The program fee will go up after October 30th, and so this class, again, is happening on November 19th. There's another class happening the day after. It's going to be geared toward industry professionals. So maybe who would be the industry professional you are targeting here?
Well, let me just mention real quick on that Spanish language workshop. It's sponsored by the West Texas Urban Forestry Council, and you can get more information by going to WTUFC.org, and the information will be there on the website for all these conferences. But if you're interested in registering, the professional one is one where we're looking at architects, planners, maybe supervisors, owners of tree companies, people that are more into the professional end of it. And we have some speakers. It's going to be held here at UTEP on the campus. And UTEP just finished the large Centennial Plaza project. Mm-hmm. And the architect that did that is going to be one of our speakers, as well as a couple Texas Forest Service foresters. We'll be talking about some things. And then we're bringing in a very, very well-known arborist. He's from South Dakota, which you go, why is he coming to El Paso? Well, he's talking about tree care, not specifically in El Paso, but what El Paso could do. So he's talking about ideas and things that are going on a bigger realm than just right here. So things that we need to look at and things we could be doing. And he's very well versed in plant diversity. And we, unfortunately, do get stuck on one plant. This is the greatest mm-hmm. tree, so we're going to plant 1,000 of them or 5,000 of them.
And then a pest comes in.
And then a pest comes in.
Wipes them all out.
So he's going to talk about some of the things about what happens when you go to monocultures. And planters need to think about staying away from using. Just because it's commonly used doesn't mean necessarily it's the best tree, but it gets used a lot. And sometimes an architect wants a certain color or a certain size or a certain shape, and they'll pick a plant, a crepe myrtle, and we're going to put it out in the full sun, in West El Paso, and it's going to cook out there.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, sometimes they pick them not necessarily for whether they'll make it here, it's just they fit a certain pattern. So we'd like to educate some of the planners and architects on some of the new terminology, new thought, new things that are happening.
I don't know if this would be the people who you also you'd be targeting for this class, but I've noticed that along North Mesa and some of the other major streets, the Texas Department of Transportation or maybe the City Streets Department, they've been working on sort of beautifying those medians by putting trees and shrubs. Is that sort of also the audience that you are targeting here?
Right. We'd especially love to have some Texas Highway Department people attend the conference. City people will be attending, and they're becoming a lot more attentive to what we've been talking about on urban planning, and they're kind of getting more with it and are looking at things, but there's still still a ways to go on it.
I've seen that. I mean, I don't know if the Centennial Plaza is sort of a really nice example of it, but it seems like everybody now wants to plant trees everywhere now. And so you're seeing trees planted, like, for example, Country Club. They just did a major restructuring of Country Club, and there's trees all over the place. But we mentioned this on last week's show. It looks like some of those trees are going to be very, very large, but they're planted in very, very small places. So that may be a problem. So I guess if you're involved in this kind of a planning, you may want to consider attending this to see what it is that we may need to avoid, because I'm going to say that even though it looks beautiful now, there might be some problems down the road when those trees get to mature height, if they even get a chance to get there.
And that's the challenge for municipalities also, because mm-hmm. they need to, it could be as simple as not putting something on the side of the road with the power lines on it.
Exactly.
You know, it can be, but you know, you have to look at the overall bigger picture, and that's mm-hmm. why those folks are a really key component to making, you know, this happen into our urban forestry here in El Paso.
Every once in a while when you're planning, you got to look up.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there's that power line about 20 feet above me. Right, yeah. This tree's going to be 60 feet
tall. And those old mature exactly. trees that are on yeah. Country Club, you can yeah. see they're half shaved off because of those power right. lines.
Right. So, you know, talking about pre-planning is one of the key things, and some of our speakers will be talking about those points, as well as proper tree care. Dr. Ball is also going to talk about safety, and this is for the professional. The novice should be there too, but he's going to be talking about things that happen when you improperly use equipment, you know, things that can happen. And, you know, nobody likes to see an accident, but it does happen in the field.
Right.
Tree care is one of the most dangerous professions out there.
Well, before we wrap things up here, we also want to point out that the Sun Country Landscape Conference is going to be open to the public on the final day of the conference, which is Saturday, November 21st. So tell us what people are going to learn on this particular day if they decide to attend.
Okay, we're going to be talking about, again, kind of basic tree care for a homeowner, for, you know, more of a novice. So we'll be talking about tree selection, you know, how to pick a proper tree, how to plant it, how to prune it, you know, fertilize it, water it, care for it. And Dr. Ball is going to be conducting that workshop, so it'll be an excellent. He's a great speaker, but he's going to be talking about when you do get that tree is how to properly take care of it and prune it and, mm-hmm. you know, go through some of the proper steps to care for a tree so it is there for the long haul.
And that's happening on Saturday, November 21st. A very small program fee is involved with that particular day. So we really want to encourage people, especially if you've called on our live show and wanted to know more about tree care, we encourage you to attend this. And again, the deadline to pre-register with a reduced program fee is October 30th. But you can, of course, register afterwards. And we're going to have all this information on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org in case maybe you didn't get a chance to listen to the whole show or write down all the information. But, John, what, again, is that contact information in case people maybe want to register online?
Okay, this is the West Texas Urban Forestry Council. So it's WTUFC.org.
Well, again, we want to encourage you to attend the Sun Country Landscape Conference happening November 19th, 20th, and 21st at the El Paso Garden Center and at UTEP. You can learn more, again, by going to WTUFC.org. The Texas AgriLife Center also has information at 771-2354. John White, curator of the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens, thank you again for coming in.
Thank you, Norma.
We want to thank Evan Walsh for engineering today's show. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.